Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, It's Not So Hard to Praise Him. And then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Rescued from Darkness, taken from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14.
Yeah, we used to go to church and through the Spirit of the Lord. Our needs were met when on His name we called. In His house we worshiped in one mind and one accord. Whoa, I'd bless them, they would fall. But now it seems so hard at times, keep this old world off of mine. Even little hills seem so tall. And my mind goes back to Calvary, where the Savior died for me, and it's not so hard to praise Him. After all, it's not so hard to praise Him. When I think of all He's done, I give His life for all mankind, and when He's gone, He's gone. When I think of all His suffering, my soul is so strong. It's not so hard to praise Him. After all, and we all enjoyed the blessing as the Lord would pour them out. The song of praise seemed to be so strong. Then some brother would testify and make you want to shout of how we've been with Jesus all day long. And the singing of the choir seemed to usher in the fire. Why, you could feel that spirit from that wall to wall. For the strength that I'd acquired, so I couldn't be church so tired. It wasn't hard to praise Him after all. It's not so hard to praise Him when I think of all He's done. I gave His life for all mankind, and there is all He's done. When I think of all His suffering, my troubles seem so far. It's not so hard to praise Him after all. It's not so hard to praise Him when I think of all He's done. I gave His life for all mankind, and there is all He's done. When I think of all His suffering, my troubles seem so far.
But the day Jesus saved me, I began living. Because before I was dead in my trespasses and sin, now I'm alive in Him. Because He reached down. He reached down and He took me like I was, but He didn't leave me like I was. He redeemed my soul and blotted out my every transgression and gave me a new life. But you know what? It's just not the fact that I'm saved. But this thing about living is awesome today. Amen. To know that I have today the privilege, the opportunity to live for Him, that every day I can trust Him and have faith in Him, every day that I know that He can supply my every need according to His riches and glory, every day that I know that He is a friend that will stay closer than a brother, Every day that I know that He will always be there and never leave nor forsake me. Oh, listen, when I think about all that God is doing in me and through me and on me and about me and everything that He is about in my life, man, He is an awesome God. Amen. And I can't help but want to serve Him. It's something that's a compelling fire. It's like Jeremiah of old. He was sitting in a pit. He was feeling down and out, but there was a fire in his bones. And he couldn't quit on God. He couldn't give up. He couldn't throw in the towel. Something started churning in his soul. I'm telling you, when you get with God, it's like Paul and Silas. They were sitting in the Philippian jail, and there everybody was moaning and crying, and they'd been beaten, and everybody was in times of shackle and shame. As a matter of fact, these guys were so bad, they put them in the inner cell. But the Bible says at midnight, they began praising God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All of a sudden, you know, they didn't look at what they were in. They didn't feel the heaviness of the shackles and the stocks that they were in and the pains where they had been beaten and scorned at and hit over the head with. All of a sudden, they felt a new surge in their life. And it was the power of Almighty God. And thank God through that process, they began praising God and heaven got so happy. God got so excited. He shook the jailhouse. The doors flew open. But God had already done the work because everybody in there, with the exception of the jailer, they had been saved. He sprung in with a light and he was going to take his life. And he says, hey, no need to take your life, friend. We're all here. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And that night, the jailer and his family were saved by the power of God. Oh, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm telling you tonight, when you've experienced tonight this light that brought tonight something into your life or today and something into your life that has transformed you, you're never the same anymore. You're just not like you used to be. There's something different about you that when God redeems you, I mean, I grew up and people said Carlton was a quiet, shy, bashful little boy. But one day, yeah, I hear you. One day Jesus got a hold of me. Amen. And then later on in life, He prepared me to go into preaching the Word of God. And you know what? This shy, bashful, quiet little boy couldn't be bashful, shy, and quiet anymore. Amen. He gave me a mouth, and hallelujah, He gave me a big one. Amen. Amen. And I'm not going to shut up about Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil is defeated. Jesus is Lord. We're on the winning side. And we have nothing to be ashamed of. He's worked a work in us. Don't be ashamed of the light that has invaded your life and birthed you into the family of Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. You today, through the power of Jesus' name, can overcome darkness. Amen. You today, if you will align yourself with the light, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, you will align yourself today by accepting today what He did for you at the cross and also accepting today His perfect planned will for your life. So then, what are you saying? The cross is the place of rescue. Oh, I've been to Calvary. And friend, let me tell you what. Central to redemption today is deliverance from the dominion and the power today of darkness. Darkness is representative today of sin and Satan and even yourself. But thank God when it comes to being delivered from darkness, you've got to first understand today your ultimate, you've got to understand your ultimate need of deliverance. Every person has that need. Every person needs the Lord Jesus Christ today. See, listen, there is no redemptive quality about us prior to salvation. We were lost. We were in shackles. We were in shame. We were in sin. We were bound up. We were hung up. We were controlled by. Every day people controlled by substance abuse today. Things that they put into their body that controls them. They can't get deliverance. They go to different plans and programs and things to try to get delivered from it. And just not that, but there are many areas and facets of life that we become controlled by the power of darkness. Sin will control you. Sin will cost you. Sin will destroy you. But the power of Jesus' name and the power that's in the blood will deliver you. I did not have to go to a rehab program. I went to a redeemed program. that I was delivered by the power of Jesus' name. I'm telling you, one old-fashioned good dose of salvation will change everything. It'll change your life. It'll change everything about you. It will deliver you. Oh, let me tell you, if He's put it in you, start living like it. Amen. Praise God. Glory. I think programs are great and wonderful in their place. But there is nothing today that supersedes the power and the presence of God in you. Amen. For greater is He that is within you than he that is within the world. So realizing this today, the reason Jesus redeemed you today is because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The reason that we need salvation today is because we were under the power and the control and the manipulation of darkness. It reminds me, you go back to Luke 23. Jesus is being tried. Of course, we know He's going to the cross. And of course, it's Passover, and because of it's being Passover, the tradition is to release a prisoner. So there's Jesus, who was guilty of what? Love in the first degree. Pilate then places Jesus next to a man who was a murderer. His name was Barabbas. Barabbas was basically, he knew he was going to the cross. That was the execution chamber. And he knew that he was a murderer. He knew that he was guilty. So Pilate, in his political correctness, because he had to be politically savvy to make sure that nothing would interrupt his... It was a very volatile time for Pilate, Pontius Pilate. It was a very volatile time within the Roman Empire that he could have been... Basically, a coup could have taken place, and he could have been kicked off of his little position of what he possessed. So he asked the people to make the decision. Jesus or Barabbas? And the people cried out, "Release unto us Barabbas, the murderer, the sinner, the one that is in shackles, and crucify this one named Jesus." Barabbas knew that he was guilty. He knew that judgment day was coming. And folks, but this day, Barabbas would go free. You know what? It was all because Jesus would die in his place. We all had the sentence of death. We all had the destination of hell at our judgment. But Jesus took our place. He was nailed to the cross. He died our death. He carried our shame, our shackles. Jesus would be hung up for Barabbas. And Barabbas should have been the one hanging on the cross. So Jesus then would be hung up for his hang-ups, for Barabbas' problems and sins. Just as it just wasn't just for Barabbas there. He was hung up for all humanity. Jesus died for all. He made a way where we had no way. He has provided salvation where we had no hope. He has done the impossible. And this is what Jesus has done for each one of us today. Do we realize and do we thank Him today in the capacity that we should for what He has accomplished and what He has given to us through the pardon of sin and the forgiveness and today the grace and the mercy and a new life and a promise of heaven and a friend that will never fail you. Amen. Oh, if we the people of God would start praising Him. Come on, church. I mean, if we start thanking Him, if we start glorifying Him, if we would start exalting Him, if we would start lifting Him up for the great and mighty God that He is, He's Jesus Christ, the King of glory, amen. And what a difference He's wrought and worked in our life, in our being. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus did this for each one of us today, where the wages of sin was death, the gift of life, the eternal life, is in Christ Jesus the Lord. The same judgment that laid upon Barabbas' head is the same judgment that laid upon our soul. See, today, God just impressed me to preach this because we need not to forget where God brought us from.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.